stand before a panel of admission officers?
啊，那你那时候感觉怎么样？
And what is the feeling then?
你会不会走进去说 "Hey man, how are you?" 啊
？Would you just say "Hey man"? How are you?
这样吗？当然不会说。
You wouldn't do that.
你不会说今天拍他肩膀。
You wouldn't go and touch him on the shoulder.
你也不会说抱去今天抱他一下。
Or you try to hug them.
你是谁呀、
啊、？I think who are you?
你是一个要申请进来这个学校的人。
You're an applicant.
你什么都不是。
You're nobody.
啊，你要拜托他，请求他收纳你。
You are requesting that they can accept you.
或者是你去找工作。
Or if you're looking for a job.
你被人家面试。
And you have an interview.
哦，那你要表现什么
？How would you behave?
哦，你一定要穿得很整齐啊。
You would dress very nicely.
哇，像你们现在穿这些 interview 都不行，要像我这样才可以。
Like the way you are dressed is probably not okay, but I'm okay.
对不对？那头发要怎么弄
？And what about your hair?
你不能说随便你喜欢的头发你就走进去，你要想他接受你什么头发。
You wouldn't just take whatever hairstyle. You think about, okay, what kind of hairstyle would be good for him?
这个公司的文化是怎么样
？And what kind of culture do they have?
要怎么讲话
？How should I speak?
这个公司会收哪一种人
？What kind of people are they looking for?
好，还有你的谈吐表现。
And your performance.
啊，你要尊称，不是叫人家的 first name， 要叫 Oh, Mister， 是啊 ，Sir， 啊 ，Madam， 是不是这样？看文化啊。
And your how you greet them, you would say Sir and Madam.
啊，你看，对那个可以影响你前途的人，你都要那么尊敬。
So we are so respectful towards those that have control over our future.
啊，那对能够影响我们今生跟永生的神，我们不是要更尊敬吗
？Shouldn't we be even more respectful towards the God who is in control of our life and our future life？
他也可以改变你一切的命运。
He can control and change our entire future。
决定你得福气或者是面对祸患。
He can decide whether or not we receive blessings or feel the woe。
也可以决定你以后去天国还是下地狱。
He can decide whether we go to heaven or hell。
那这个神，你站在他面前，你是用什么的态度
？So what kind of attitude do we use when we stand before him？
这个就是敬畏神了。
That is to fear God。
就等于说，你站在那个啊要面试你的官员，或是站在一个法官面前。
It's as if you are standing before your interviewer or before a judge.
啊，他可以决定你自由还是下监牢。
You can decide whether you have freedom or you go to prison.
那你把这种感觉放大无限倍，就是对神的感觉。
And if you take that feeling and magnify it three times, it's like you are standing before God.
不单只是 three times, infinite.
Infinite times.
无限倍，太多倍了。啊，那这样想，你现在坐在神的面前啊，你有没有对神有一种敬畏的感觉
？So we can imagine, do we have that feeling of reverence toward God？
好，所以呢，敬畏神是一个非常重要的一个我们要理解的一个观念。
And so that's an important concept for us to understand。
那所谓的敬畏神呢，也是等于说你接受神是我们主宰，神是我们老板的这个事实。
We also accept the reality of God being our master。
那他定规则，你去遵守。
He sets the rules and we follow them.
而不是另外一个方面。
It's not the reverse.
人呢、啊，常常都是觉得说，我自己可以定我的 ，I set my own rules 啊，我定我自己的规则。
Humans always think that they can set their own rules.
啊，尤其是进入21世纪啊，像2017年，西方的文化影响全世界。
Especially in our current times and our Western culture, it has affected the entire world.
啊，西方的文化呢，就是尊重个人主义。
The Western society they value each person's individual ideas.
还有强调人权。
And also talk about your own
human rights.
Your human rights.
自我。
About oneself.
我自己的感觉。
What is my feeling?
啊，我自己的想法。
What are my thoughts?
或者我要选择我的道路。
I want to choose my future.
啊，因为这种想法呢，影响了整个社会的发展。
And this has affected the entire progress of society.
100年前的人不会这样，比较不会这样想。
People 100 years ago didn't really think like this.
100年前呢，比如说美国就好，那个时候还是以基督教为主要的信仰。
For example, 100 years ago, and even in the United States, it was mainly a Christian country.
啊，大部分的人呢都是信奉基督教，每个礼拜上教堂。
And most people were Christians and attended church every week.
不强调什么人权。
There wasn't anything about human rights as much.
那时候是强调说你要遵守法律。
It was more about obeying the laws.
然后法律呢，就是以圣经的道德观念为主要。
And then these laws were formed from biblical concepts.
所以以前的法律呢，如果你是未婚就跟人家住在一起呢，啊，那可能警察来抓你，你可能要坐监牢了，就同未婚同居啊。
So
加拿大那边就是这样。
For there may have been a law that if you live together before marriage, then you may be taken to jail.
100年前呢，如果你是同性恋的，你被抓到了，你肯定是坐牢了。
And 100 years ago, if you were a homosexual and you were caught, then you would be put in prison.
因为当时的社会觉得说，神的道理就是我们法律的标准。
Because at that time, society believed that the standard of God should be our standard.
你不遵守神的道理，你也是破坏了法律，那你就要付出代价。
And to break God's standards is to break the law, and you will pay the price for that.
因为当时的社会觉得是神是最大的。
Because at that time, society believed that God was the greatest.
但是100年之后，2017年的西方的文化是什么呢
？But then, what happened 100 years later?
自从60年代开始，政治上、社会上慢慢把神从学校拿走之后。
Starting in the 60s, God started to be taken away from education and the schools.
神也被从政治当中拿走之后
，also taken out of the government.
然后呢，大家就以人为本了。
And then people are the main focus.
以前都是强调说，哇，神要带领我们国家，神要祝福我们家国家，我们要为国家祷告。
The past was talking about how God will lead this country and how we have to pray to God for this country.
基督教的神，耶稣基督就是我们国家的神。
And Jesus Christ is the country's God of the country.
但是现在呢，不敢这样讲，因为你这样讲的话，很多选票就不见了。
And nowadays, no one would dare to say that because you will not get any votes.
政治不正确。
And it's not correct.
如果以前呢，很清楚的，不可以堕胎的，因为圣经说不可以杀人。
In the past, they were very clear about not allowing abortion because that is killing.
但是呢，社会慢慢都演变了，很多人需要堕胎啊，因为他自己做了一些事情，他不能把孩子生出来。
But things have changed, and now people they feel like they need abortion, they can't have that child.
所以呢，他们就改法律了。
And so they changed the laws.
既然人做不到，就把律改了。
And if man can't accomplish it, then they change the law.
被人说堕胎，很多变成合法了。
And abortion then became legal.
因为人有这个需要。
Because humans may have that need.
同性恋也是一样。
Same as homosexuality.
越来越多人有这种需要了，这种需求，说我先他们觉得说我是有这个同性的需求。
And then more and more people start feeling like they had that need.
一开始是不为社会接纳的。
At first, they were not accepted in society.
因为圣经没有同意这种行为。
Because the Bible does not accept this kind of behavior.
但是后来呢，社会又改变了。
But then society changed.
所以改变之后，这个社会就离开神越来越远。
And once it changed, society left God further and further.
当连法律都不是维持敬畏神的这种观感的时候。
And when society is no longer having this feeling of reverence toward God.
那个法律都没有。敬畏神的时候
，and when the law doesn't have this reverence of God，
那整个社会的道德呢就会往下来跑了。
Then the entire morality starts to drop，
就好像我们现在的社会这样。
Like the society today，
这个不是哪一个政党什么的关系，是整体的这个道德的往下。
This isn't about any political party， but just the entire morality has gone down。
这个是被所谓的人本主义啊，就是以人为中心的这种思想。
And this is what happens when humans are at the center of everything.
人觉得说我可以为自己定法律来做自己的改变自己的这种行为。
When people start to think that they can set their own laws for themselves.
但是敬畏神呢是相反的。
But to revere God, to fear God is something opposite.
敬畏神就是说你不是你的主人。
It is to say that we are not our own master.
你没有权决定你有什么特权。
We do not have the authority to give ourselves any power.
因为你是被造的。
Because we are created.
所以你被造，你要问造你出来那个神，他到底想要你怎么样来生活。
So the created should ask the creator how they should live their life.
所以没有所谓的人权不人权的问题。
So it's not really a question of human rights.
也没有不是说自不自由的问题。
Or a question of human freedom.
而是你要问神要你在什么情况之下生活。
But to ask God how he would like us to live.
这个就是敬畏神。
And that is to fear God.
所以如果一个社会或是一个人他没有宗教没有神的观念的话根本道德你跟他讲党道德是没有绝对性的。
And so if a society does not have religion, does not have this concept, then you cannot talk about morality.
只有有神的基础之下讲道德才有办法用绝对性的标准。
It's only when they have this foundation of fear of God that you can talk about this.
那为什么亚当夏娃会犯罪呢？他们就是忘记了这一点。
And why did Adam and Eve sin is because they forgot this concept.
他们忘记了要敬畏神，神才可以定标准。
They forgot to fear God, that God is the one that can set the standards.
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
16节。
Verse 16.
创世纪二章十六节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 16.
主神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。请读。
16. And the Lord God commanded a man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这一段呢，是每一次学生灵恩会啊，或者是神训班啊，都有人问的问题。
This is related to a question that a lot of people will ask during SSCs or MITS.
他们就问了，为什么神一定要造这棵分别善恶树上的果子？
They will ask, why did God create this tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
神不造这个分别善恶树的果子，他们就不会吃。
If God didn't create that tree, then they wouldn't eat of it.
不会吃，他们就不会死。
And if they don't eat of it, then they won't die.
所以神好像是很害他们这样的。
So it sounds like God is harming them.
如果神不造，就没有这些麻烦呢。
If God didn't create this, then there wouldn't be all this trouble.
有人就不同意啊。
So you can see that some disagree.
来说说看，为什么不同意？
What's the disagreement?
就有点像哦。你想想看哦，首先这个果子是不是毒的，有毒的？
So we can think about it. Is this fruit poisonous?
这个果子啊，可能是黑黑的。
Was it a black poisonous fruit?
是不是吃了会拉肚子的？
Was it something that will give you diarrhea?
是不是吃了会让你毒死的？
Or will it when you eat of it, will you be poisoned to death?
甚至有人问了，这个是什么水果？
And some may ask, what kind of fruit was it?
什么水果？
What kind of fruit?
圣经没有讲，有人说苹果，那以前画的人说苹果啊。
The Bible doesn't say, but some will say it's an apple.
古代的画都是画那个夏娃拿着那个苹果。
And we'll see a lot of depictions of Eve holding an apple.
有人说那个是芒果。
Some will say it's a mango.
为什么是芒果？
And why is it a mango?
Man 吃了就要 go 啊。
Because once man eats it, he goes.
这个都不对了。
None of these are really correct.
应该不是苹果，因为现在苹果还有啊。
Shouldn't be an apple because we still have apples today.
也不是芒果，芒果挺好吃的。
Yeah, it can't be a mango because those are really good.
这个什么果是不重要，圣经没有讲。
It's not important what kind of fruit it is because the Bible doesn't tell us.
这个果也不是特别丑陋的丑恶的果。
And it wasn't some kind of rotten and ugly fruit.
第九节讲得很清楚，神所造的每一样都是好的。
Because in verse 9 it tells us that everything that God made was good.
有人说啊，这个特别漂亮，悦人的眼目。
And it was pleasant to the sight and good for food.
因为你看这个第六节，三章第六节说啊，女人见那个果子好做食物，要悦人的眼目。
And if we look at chapter 3, verse 6, we see that the woman saw that it was good for food and pleasant to the eyes.
是可爱的。
And it was desirable.
又使人有智慧。
To make one wise.
有人说哎，这个问题了，你看长得漂亮的都是危险的。
And then some will say, oh, that's the problem right there. Look too good.
但是不是这样啊？神造的每样都漂亮的。
But it wasn't like that. Every fruit was good.
长得漂亮也不是罪啊，对不对？
And it's not a sin for something to look nice.
如果神要你长得很帅，你也是要接受。
If God allows you or makes you very good looking, then you have to accept that.
那这个果子不是说特别漂亮，所以它很邪恶。
So it's not that because this fruit was very pleasing to the eye that it was evil.
它就是普通的所有的水果里面的一种果。
It was just like any other fruit.
但是为什么神叫它分别善恶果呢？
But why did God call it the knowledge of good and evil?
不是这个果本身的问题。
It's not an issue of that fruit itself.
而是神有一条命令下来。
But because God has set a commandment.
就说你们要听我的话。
To say that you must hear and listen to my word.
这个果呢，只是一种表达要听神的话的一种方法。
And this fruit is just a representation of listening to God's word.
就是说你们所有果都可以吃，但是呢，不能吃这个，就是不能违背我的。
That you can eat of any fruit, but do not disobey what I say.
这个就是关键。
And that is the key concept.
就说你去到别人的家里。
It's like if you go to someone's house.
你们以前有没有去过别人家玩啊？或者小时候有没有 sleepover 啊？
Have you ever gone over to someone else's home to play or have a sleepover?
你们这个年纪应该不玩 sleepover 了哦。
Probably at this age you don't have sleepovers anymore.
还是还会去？
Maybe you might still.
有啦，你们都很厉害，现在年轻人哦，哇，都不用跟父母讲，email 打过去，哇，去你的朋友家，我说，哎，我到了，我要住你家。
And nowadays, you all don't even have to tell your parents. You just send an email and then show up at the other person's house.
有没有？你们有没有做这种事？
Have you done this?
或者是呢，都跟朋友约好了啊，我 认识参加 NYT 还是认识谁啊？也要去哪里玩这种地方住了。
Maybe you've already agreed on it that you've met at NYTS, and in the future you can go and stay over.
啊，尤其是现在亚洲来的都那些姐妹都很厉害，哇，一个背包，一个 email 就说我、哦、来了。
Some of the sisters from Asia, they're really incredible. They bring a backpack, send an email, and they just arrive.
那有人在接待了。
And then they will be brought accepted and welcomed.
那感谢主了哈，接待也是这个恩典嘛，也是爱心嘛。
And to be hospitable, that's thank God, that's a heart of love.
你可能也会接待过别人。
And perhaps you may welcome others as well.
但是你想想，如果你有一天接待人。
But you can think about it. If one day you welcome someone to your house,
你怎么跟他说呢？
What would you say to them?
不用客气哦。
Say, don't be so courteous.
那看到东西你都可以吃啊。
Whatever you see, you can eat.
把这里当自己家一样就好了。
Just treat it like your own home.
听得懂吗？你们美国人有没有这样讲了？
Does that make sense? Do you all say that?
把这里当自己家就好了。
Just treat this as your own home.
那你就听了。
And then you just listen.
如果好，你说叫我把这里当我自己家就好了。
And then you say, okay, I'll treat it just like my own home.
那你在你家里自己怎么做呢？
And then how would you be when you're at your own home?
回家衣服一脱，掉地上。
Once you get home, you just take off your clothes and just throw it on the floor.
鞋子一脱，左边。
And then you take your shoes off and throw it off to the side as well.
进去厕所，洗半个钟头。
And then you go into the bathroom and you take a half hour shower.
好了，你的主人可能也不会讲话。
And maybe your host won't say a word.
好了，算了啊，一天半天就忍一下吧。
And they might just endure for a day or two.
那你还进去洗完澡了，还要抄那个翻那个冰箱。
And then after your shower, you flip through the refrigerator.
怎么只有普通的 Coke 没有 Diet Coke？ 啊，我要喝 Diet Coke， 我要减肥了。
And then you say,
今天晚上几番。
How come there's only Coke and no Diet Coke? I really need Diet Coke.
那么你说这是我的，把大镜当我的家吗？
Say,
我的家就是我家，家里只喝 Diet Coke.
And you say, I'm trying to treat this like my own home. At home, I only drink Diet Coke.
我看这个时候的主人开始冒火了，那个 engine 那个已经过热了。
And then at that time, your host might start to blow up.
好了，然后。那主人就问你了，晚餐想吃什么啊？
And then your host might say, what do you want for dinner?
Chinese food boring.
And you'll say, Chinese food boring.
只吃日本餐。
I only eat Japanese food.
还要新鲜的生鱼片。
And fresh sashimi.
你说吗？让我自己选吗？
And you say, well, you wanted me to choose.
可能他还是因为说好了，住一天就算了。
And your host might say, okay, fine, it's just one day, I'll take it.
但是如果你晚上又说，我看你这个家里的颜色不是很对。
What if at night you say, oh, I don't really like the color of the walls?
那你晚上吃完饭就买一桶油漆回来。我帮你改一改颜色吧。这个颜色太旧了，这种黄颜色哦，70年代的颜色。
And after dinner, you go out, you buy a can of paint, and you say, I'm going to repaint because I don't like this color.
这种灯。怎么能够继续用啊？
And these lights, they're terrible.
现在用 LED 的。
You should be using LEDs.
你就把它拆下来了。
And then,
拆下来了。
And then you remove them and replace them.
床也给它转一转啊。
And you readjust the bed.
你看明天早上会发生什么事情。
What do you think will happen in the morning?
他说你走吧。
He said, goodbye.
你可以住五星的旅馆。
He says, why don't you go stay in the hotel?
你不要在我家里。
But don't stay here.
听得懂吗？这个故事？
That story makes sense.
去人家家里住，不要那么幼稚。人家家里说make yourself at home. 你真的是把这边当自己家里。
Don't be so clueless when you're over when somebody says make yourself at home.
人家家里说可以随便住没有关系。你真的在这住一个月。
And they may say, stay as long as you want, and then you stay a month.
那是客气的跟你讲。
They're just trying to be nice.
你不要以为呆的就这样子。
Don't think they really actually mean that.
更重要的是，你去人家家里，你要问人家的家，你有什么规矩啊？
But instead, when you go over to someone's place, you would say, "What do you all normally do?"
就看这个伊甸园就是神的家嘛，神造出来的。
And so the Garden of Eden was created by God.
那神把亚当放进去，让他住一下而已。
And he allowed Adam to stay there.
你以为说真的给他永远住啊？
It wasn't for forever.
如果你继续听话，就继续让你住。
But if he followed the rules, then he can stay there.
那不听话就请你走。
But if he doesn't, then he has to go.
就那么简单啊。
It's that simple.
你可以说 why 为什么啊？
And you may ask why.
有的问为什么的吗？
Because people ask that.
人家把你赶走，你说为什么把我赶走？
And people tell you to leave their house, and you say, why?
那么没爱心。
Why do you not have love?
你这样讲，你就是愚昧人啊。
Then if you say that, then you're really a fool.
人家喜欢把你赶走，就把你赶走。
They have the every right to cast you out.
不需要理由。
They don't need a reason.
因为是人的家，你是谁啊？
Because that's their own house.
你以为是谁啊？
And who do you think you are?
你说哦，我是真耶稣教会信徒，我就可以住你家。对不对？人家喜欢就接待你，不喜欢就请你走。
You can't say, "Oh, I'm a true Jesus Church member. That's why I can stay here." If they want to cast you out, then you have to go.
人家喜欢接待你一天就一天，人家整个接待你一个月就一个月。
If they want you to stay a day, then it's a day. If it's a month, then it's a month.
看人家心情
咯。It's up to them.
哇，人家心情好，哎呀，怎么一个月那么短，继续住，那你就继续住。
If they feel like a month is too short, then you can keep staying there.
啊，你在里面哇，又帮忙，然后又做很多事，又很会做人，哎，人家当然可以让你住久一点，没有。
And then if you stay there, you help out around the house.And you're a good person, then they might have you stay longer.
你进去又改油漆，又换灯泡，又移床。
But if you go and you repaint the walls and change all the furniture and lights, then
隔天就把你赶走了。
Then you'll be thrown out the next day.
可以说为什么吗？
And would you say why?
哦，当然不能。
Of course not.
就好像亚当进去，神就说：“好了，这个地方那么好哦。”让你 吃到饱了，这个树啊，这个蔬菜水果吃到饱。
And just like Adam in the Garden of Eden, God said to him, "You can eat of any fruit and as many fruits as you want."
有机沙拉水果啊 ，organic.
Oh, organic. And all the fruits are organic.
梁川他不知道非洲是 all the fruit is organic 的嘛，对不对？
Like how all the food in Africa is organic.
那它有所有的水果，你看每天吃不一样都可以。
And they have so many different types of fruit. You can eat a different kind every day.
但是神要宣示他的主权呢。
But God has His own authority.
神要告诉你，我有主权。
He wants us to know that He has authority.
就等于告诉你说，这是我的家，那听我的。
To say that this is my home, and you have to listen to these
rules. 好了，那神也是很仁慈了，那总要想一条例嘛，对不对
？But of course.God is very merciful.
来证明说你还是要听我的。
But he still needs to show that we should listen to him.
Okay, 那神有什么力呢？
And how does he do that?
最简单的。
It's a very simple reason.
那个时候也没有别人啊，只有亚当一个人，对不对？
Because at that time it was just one person, Adam.
他也不用去讨，他也不可能去欺负别人，因为没有别人可以被他欺负啊。
And he can't really bully anyone because there's no one else to bully.
那只有他自己一个。
And if he is the only one.
好了，那听话的话就只能够从吃饭方面来听话了。
Then the only way.To give him any rules is about eating.
好了，就给一条最简单的例。
And so God gave him the most simplest rule.
所有水果都可以吃。
You can eat of any tree.
好，那就只有一棵不可以吃。
Just this one tree.
好了，就是这么简单。
And it's that simple.
如果神说所有都不能吃，只能吃一个，那就比较难一点。
If God said you can't eat of any of them except one, then that's much harder.
如果神说啊，只给你 mango.
And if God said you can only eat mango.
早餐也是 mango， 中午也是 mango， 晚上也 mango。
那
所有都不能吃，哇 ，pineapple 也不能吃啊，橘子不能吃啊，苹果不能吃，那只能吃 mango。
mango
吃了你就 mango， 啊，不吃你就 mango。
mango for breakfast， mango for lunch， mango for dinner， nothing else。
神啊，你太不公平了。
And you may say， oh God， that's too unfair。
怎么那么多水果，你只让我吃一种
？There's so many different kinds of fruits， and you only let me eat one。
说实在，如果神真的要这样的话，你也要接受，对不对
？But In reality, if God wanted us to do that, then we have to.
你就每天闭着眼睛就吃那个就好了。
And every day you just shut your eyes and eat the mango.
但神不是，他说 OK， 所有的都可以吃。
But God wasn't like that. He said you can eat of all of the fruits.
啊，就是那一棵就不要吃就好了。
Except just this one tree.
那一棵有多重要
？And what's so good about this one tree?
也不是特别好吃。
It wasn't especially tasty.
啊，这是其中一个水果而已。
It's just one type of fruit.
啊，那么多你可以吃。
There's so many different types of food.
那如果你敬畏神说好了，神说了都听了。
If we truly feared God and listened to him.
还有点怕神说吃了可能会死，吃了一定会死了。
And maybe he had that fear that if he eats of it, he will die.
那就会没事了。
Then nothing will happen.
这人就是这样。
And that's how humans are.
哎，神说不可以吃那一个，那你特别想吃哪一个
？Because once he said you can't eat it, then you especially want to eat it.
哎呀，好像不能吃那个最好吃。
And it's like the one that you can't eat is the best one.
对不对？像老师告诉你们说，只有吃饭的时候才可以用手机啊。那平常用一下，哎，平常用了之后那种感觉好像不一样啊。特别看的时候看到一个 message， 赚到了，赚到了，没有被发现。
It's like the counselor say you can only use your phones during meal times, but if you use it at other times, you feel like, oh, I got something out of this.
对不对？人都是这样，你越被禁止做什么，你就越有兴趣去想要尝试一下。
And that's how humans are. When we are restricted from something, then we really want to do that.
你想要去做，但是你把这个欲望压制住，你就是敬畏神了。
But if you have that desire to do it, but you suppress it, then that is the fear of God.
一想的时候想起来，不行不行，神说吃了会死的。
And you think, no, I can't do this because God said if I eat of it, I will die.
那就会把它压制住了。
Then you will suppress that fear.
但是如果你忘记了这种怕神的那种感觉。
But if we forget how it feels like to fear God.
还有尊敬神的这种感觉。
And that feeling of honoring God.
那你就被赶出去了。
Then we will eat it.
那有什么好 complain 的？有什么好埋怨的
？So then, what can we complain about?
就好像你去别人家里，把人家家里规矩都弄破了，
it's like、
被他赶走，还在埋怨。
It's like if you go to someone's house and break all the rules and you're told to go, how can you complain?
所以啊，这个没有什么好问的。
So there's no real question here.
不听话就是被赶走。
If you don't listen to the rules, then you'll be cast out.
所以人开始犯罪啊，就是因为忘记了要敬畏神。
So humans began to sin when they forgot how to fear God.
所以有这种观念在我们心里面了。
And once we have that concept in our hearts,
我们就知道说。敬畏神的重要性。
Then we know the importance of honoring God.
不敬畏神就死路一条。
Because if we don't fear God, it's just like dying.
不单止肉身要死，灵魂也要死亡。
Not only physically, but also spiritually.
那敬畏神当然也是从箴言来说啊，也有很多的好处啊。
And of course, from Proverbs, we see that there are many benefits to fearing God.
第一点。
First.
这个敬畏神呢，能够得到使人要得到智慧。
To fear God will allow us to have wisdom.
我们刚已经读过一章七节，还有九章十节了。
Previously we read chapter one, verse seven and chapter nine,
verse ten. 敬畏神是智慧的开端。
To fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
这里不是说你很有头脑，然后你选择去敬畏神，不是这样子。
It's not saying that you're so smart that you choose to fear God.
不是这样。
It's not saying that.
而是说你因为本身对神有这种态度，所以神会让你做出很多决定，都是。最后会证明是有智慧的。
But it's saying that this is your attitude towards God, and so God will allow you to make wise decisions.
你可能一刚开始做决定的时候，不是那么明显会对你有什么好处。
Perhaps at the beginning, the decisions that you make will not bring much benefit.
但是你越来越走下去，你发觉说，哎，你的道路真的是一条好的道路。
But the further you go on, you realize that the path that you are on is truly the good path.
有一个弟兄啊，他。以前是当警察。
There was a brother that used to be a policeman.
这个国家的那个警察，他们都很腐败。
And this was a pretty corrupt. The police were pretty corrupt.
因为在比较贫穷落后的地方，警察都是收很多贿赂啊，黑钱啊。
Because they were in a poor area, they would receive bribes and so forth.
那个年代啊，基本上每个警察都是收贿赂的。
And they would take bribes and such.
但是我们这个弟兄呢，他就跟一般警察不一样。
But this brother was different from all his other fellow policemen.
他说我是一个基督徒。
He said I am a Christian.
如果我去执行我警察的职务，中间还收人家黑钱。
If I am going to be in a position of a policeman, also take this money.
那我就是得罪神呢。
Then I am sinning against God.
因为神最不喜欢人家私底下做这种事情。
Because God does not like that we do this.
神要公义的
，because God is righteous，
所以他就告诉自己，我不收黑钱。
And he thought to himself, I will not take this type of money.
那因为他不收黑钱，所以他的同事就排挤他了。
Because he didn't do this, he was ostracized by his coworkers.
大家都收你不收，怎么样？你想要有一天告发我们啊
？And they thought, well, we're all taking this, and you're not. Are you going to rat us out?
所以大家就给他难看，排挤他。
And so they pushed them aside and didn't treat him well.
那别人要升官啊，怎么样？还要塞钱啊？他也不塞。
And then, when people try to get promoted and give him money, he wouldn't take it.
他说老老实实的做一个普通的警察。
He always tried to be a very honest policeman.
因为他心中敬畏神，他怕神。
Because in his heart, he truly feared God.
别人都升官，他也没有怎么升。
Everyone else was promoted, but he wasn't.
别人收了很多黑钱。他也没收。
Everyone else collected a lot of bribes, but he didn't.
别人都笑他，你怎么基督徒？笨蛋啊，你是笨的。
People mocked him. You being a Christian, you're so stupid.
耶稣会帮你吗
？Will Jesus help you?
但他不管别人讲什么。
But he didn't care what people said.
他心中就敬畏神。
Because in his heart, he feared God.
过了一段时间之后，政府那个慢慢的改变。
Through time, the government started to change.
社会的风气也慢慢改变，要打击贪污。
And then the society started to change as well.
所以那些有收黑钱的警察全部都被抓出来。
And all of these corrupt policemen were caught.
政府都要调查。
And they were investigated.
一个一个下监牢。
And one by one they were sent to prison.
有些在那边服刑服很久。
And some served really long sentences.
哇，我们这个弟兄，大家后来经过调查他是清白的。
And then this brother, after some thorough investigation, they found that he was clean.
大家都很尊敬他。
And everyone respected him.
因为他敬畏神啊。
Because he feared God.
神也祝福他的后代。
And God blessed his children.
啊，每个都在主里面长大，也很健康，也有好的工作。
All of them grew up in the Lord, are healthy and have good jobs.
那你相对起来，以前那些有收黑钱的人，一下子好像得到好处，但是后来都坐牢。
In contrast, you see his fellow policemen, they seem to receive a benefit, but now they're in prison.
这谁有智慧？
So who has wisdom?
所以敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
So to fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
不是说你很聪明，你才得到智慧，你才知道怎么做好的事情。
It's not saying that if you're smart, then you have the ability to make wise decisions.
你做什么事情，先想神喜不喜欢你这样做。
Whatever we do, we first think, will God like this?
所以敬畏神呢，是一种态度。
So to fear God is an attitude.
什么你都要问神喜不喜欢你这样做。
And anything that we do, we wonder if God will be pleased by it.
那如果你不知道的话，你就可以向神求。
But if you don't know, you can ask.
就好像雅各书一章五节。
Just like it says in James chapter 1 verse 5.
雅各书的第一章第五节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神。主这必赐给他。
Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
这里说如果你缺少智慧的。
Here it says, if you lack wisdom.
在你做决定的时候，你真的有时候不晓得怎么做。
Because sometimes we want to make a decision, but we don't know how.
你祷告。
We pray.
神会让你明白。
And God will help us understand.
神会让你明白的不是对自己最好的利益最大的一个方法。
And what God helps us understand isn't what's most beneficial to what we think.
神会让你得到一个想法是我要敬畏神的方法。
But he will give you a way that allows you to fear him.
这个就是非常重要的。
And that is important.
公义正直神喜欢的。
To be upright and righteous, that is pleasing to God.
那这个就是我们要学习的。
And that's what we need to learn.
但是如果有些人不敬畏神的话呢？
But what happens to those that do not fear God?
他第一步就走错了。
They make the wrong first step.
到最后呢，就是会进到这个悲剧里面。
And at the end, they enter into sorrow.
你看圣经里面呢，亚当。
If you look at Adam.
参孙。
Samson.
扫罗王。
King Saul.
甚至呢，所罗门年老的时候。
And even King Solomon in his old age.
他们只要有一个想法走错了，不敬畏神了，那他们就一路就往下面走错了。
Once they have that first wrong thought to make the wrong step, then they continue down that path.
这些人呢，都是一开始都是在神的恩典当中的。
All these people started out in the grace of God.
对不对？你看亚当一开始在乐园里面呢。
Like Adam, at the beginning, he was in the Garden of Eden.
参孙，他从小都是被培养的，又有特别的恩赐的。
And Samson grew up in the Lord, grace from the Lord.
扫罗王是第一个君王。
And King Saul was the first king.
是一个很突出的，高人一个头的，很好的优点的一个。
And he stood out. He was a person that was tall and had good character.
所罗门也曾经是神就很祝福他。
And King Solomon was also greatly blessed by God.
甚至有很多各方面的智慧。
And had all sorts of wisdom.
但是只要他们一开始有一点点敬畏神那种态度慢慢消减了，慢慢不见了。
But once their attitude of fear of God started to shift,
觉得我可以定我自己的条例。
When they started to feel that they can set their own standards,
像亚当，他说神说不可以吃，我还是吃。
Like Adam, God said you couldn't eat it, but he still ate it.
参孙，神说你当一个拿细耳人。你要守什么条例，他就去不去守啊。
And Samson was supposed to be a Nazarite and keep certain rules, but he didn't.
扫罗王，神叫他说你不，撒母耳叫他说你不可以献祭，你要等我来。
And then for Saul, Samuel said you can't make that offering. You have to wait for me.
他觉得我是王啊，为什么不能献祭
？But King Saul thought, well, I'm king. Why can't I do it?
所罗门王
，and Saul, King Solomon,
什么都有了。
He had everything.
他娶了很多外邦的女子。
But he took on many foreign wives.
老了被他们影响去拜偶像。
And when he was old, he was influenced and started to worship idols.
你看到只要一步走错而已，其他全部都错了。
We see that once they made one misstep, everything else was wrong.
所以一个人要失败其实从很微小的那种观念开始的。
And so for a person to fail, they start, it starts with one small concept.
啊，我去一个地方出差。
For example, if you're on a business trip.
不，我最近呢去一个地方。
Actually, recently I went, I traveled.
有一个弟兄啊，就跟我讲。
A brother told me.
他说传道啊，我来了这个国家都没有什么，没有拿到这个国家身份。没有这个拿到这个国家的身份。
Pastor, I've been in this country and I haven't received citizenship.
啊，我跟我太太啊在这边居留啊，都是非法的。
And my wife and I are here illegally.
啊，那我在想说啊，有一个方法可以得到身份比较快。
And I thought of a way to get our citizenship faster.
我说什么呢
？And I said, how?
他说假结婚。
He said, oh, have a fake marriage.
哇，这个方法一定可以。
And this method will certainly work.
花一点钱。
You just have to spend a little money,
但是可以拿到身份。
But you will get your citizenship.
那传道你觉得这样可不可以
？And he said, Pastor, what do you think? Is that okay?
我说你这种问题还问
？And he said, Are you really asking me this?
我说你觉得神说你可不可以
？And I said, Do you think God will allow this?
啊，他说我也不知道。
He said, I don't know.
我什么不知道？圣经讲那么清楚。
And I said, What don't you know? The Bible is so clear.
你明明是你跟你太太是已经结婚的人。
You and your wife are already married.
那为了要拿身份，你要去骗政府。
And then for the sake of citizenship, you're going to deceive the government.
要跟另外一个人登记结婚。
And then you will register as being married to another person.
那传道，这个是假的啦，不是真的要跟他睡觉。
He said, "Oh, pastor, this is fake. I'm not going to sleep with them."
我说你在法律面前，就是登正式跟那个人要登记结婚，这是真的。
But then I said, in the court, you will.Be registered as married to that other person.
你也要宣誓啊
！And you have to swear.
啊，你为了要拿一个什么地上的身份，那去骗政府，那也要对不起你的配偶，要对不起神。
And then for the sake of this worldly citizenship, you will be sorry to your wife and also to God.
哎呀，他说，哎呀，很多人都这样做，都拿到了。
And he said, oh, but so many people do this.
我说，不然你就不要问我，你问我的话，我一定反对。
You said, and then I said, well, you shouldn't ask me because I will always, be against it.
我说我知道很多有一些弟兄姐妹为了要拿身份假结婚了，到最后就弄假成真，就真离婚。那本来是跟太太假离婚的，后来变真离婚。
Because I know that there are some cases, of some members who actually did this and it ended up going from a fake marriage to becoming a real one.
你何必呢？
Why would you risk it?
为了要得到一些地上的好处，来做一些神不喜欢的事。
Just for some benefit, you will do something that's against God.
你要去做，没人可以阻止你。
If you want to do it, no one will stop you.
但是你一定要为你以后的后果负全责。
But you must be responsible for the result.
因为你没有敬畏神。
Because you did not fear God.
哇，他听了就没话讲。
And once he heard that, he ended
up. 我也很难过了，我不想讲那么严格，但是。就是道理就是这样。
And I was very sad, and I don't want to say too much because, but this is the truth.
啊，你一定要敬畏神的心啊。
We must have that heart of fearing God.
有一个我的亲戚啊。
One of my relatives.
啊，因为他没有信仰。
He does not believe.
他有一次他开车去别的地方玩。
One time he drove over to a place to have fun.
啊，然后他的车子被 break in 了。
And his car was broken into.
啊，不见了一些东西。
And they stole some items.
那他就回来报保险了。
And then he came back to make a claim against insurance.
他还跟我说，哇，你知道我这次哦，我的车子被 break in， 但是我很开心。
And he said, oh, you know, this time my car got broken into, but I'm pretty happy.
我说为什么
？I said why.
他说，我就报保险了，多报了一些丢的东西。
And I said, he said, when I make a claim against insurance, I just claimed a few extra things.
啊，本来是不见那个 camera， 那个相机，还报了不见的 V 八，那个时候以前用那个 V 八啊，那个拍的那个 video。
Oh, and I lost a camera and a video camera.
哎呀，反正他们保险公司都不管的嘛。你报什么，他们就赔你什么。
Well, the insurance company doesn't really care. You can claim whatever you want.
我说你怎么可以这样子
？I said, how can you do this?
他说没有关系的。
He said, oh, it's okay.
哎呀，有时候想想，真的，心中没有神的人哦，你跟他讲什么，很难沟通。
And if you think about it, really, if a person doesn't fear God, then it's hard to communicate with them.
我们是心中有神的人。
But we, in our heart, we have God.
所以哦，只要你敬畏神的这种态度哦。不见的话，你会一直走错下去。
So as if we lose that fear of God, then we will make the wrong step.
所以敬畏神会让你走在智慧的开始。
So fearing God will allow us to take that step of wisdom.
所以你不一定需要很聪明。
So you don't have to be very smart.
也不一定要去最好的学校。
You don't have to go to the best school.
只要你敬畏神，你一辈子做的决定，一个一个都是对的。
As long as you fear God, each decision you make will be the right one.
因为你常常想到神的想法。
Because you often think of what does God think.
第二呢
？Second，
敬畏神的人呢，大有依靠。
For those that fear God, they have a reliance.
啊，然后呢，又可以得到神的祝福。
And they can be blessed.
我们看十四章，箴言十四章二十六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26.
我十四章二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26.26. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge.
这句话非常宝贵哦。
This is a very precious verse.
敬畏神的人大有依靠。
That those that fear the Lord have strong confidence.
这个世界有什么东西可以依靠的呢？
What can we trust in?
钱财也不是最好的依靠。
Money isn't the best.
钱财可以得到，也可以失去。
Because we can gain and lose money.
人也不，别人也不是你最大的依靠。
People are not the most trustworthy either.
你要靠人，人靠不住。
People are not trustworthy.
人呢，通常答应你什么什么，那个你就听听就好。
And sometimes people will promise you things, but you can just take that as reference.
就像你答应帮别人，有时候你也帮不了。
Sometimes like we try to help others, but we can't.
那谁是对我们最大的依靠呢？
But who is our greatest reliance?
神是我们最大的依靠。
It is God.
那如果敬畏他的话。
And if we fear him.
他的儿女也有避难所。
His children will have a place of refuge.
我发觉很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们有这种见证。
And I've discovered that many brothers and sisters have this testimony.
他们说我自己本身没有特别好。
He said I am not especially good.
信仰也不是特别热心。
I'm not especially zealous.
但是呢，我的父母很敬畏神。
But my parents feared God greatly.
因为神因为我的父母而祝福我。
And God has blessed me because of my parents.
在座你们在座当中有没有这种感觉？谁觉得说其实自己不好，但是因为神祝福我的父母，所以神祝福我？有没有这种感觉的？有了这种举手。
Does anyone feel like that? That I'm not too great myself, but my parents.
举高一点嘛，没关系，不用客气啊。
Blessed.
因为你父母敬畏神，所以你觉得你也
有
被祝福到。
That you have been blessed because of your parents' fear of God.
哎呀，这个都很多人这种感觉。
And so we see that many people feel this way.
所以啊。如果你敬畏神，不单单你会祝福，你以后的儿女也会被神祝福。
So if we fear God, not only will we be blessed, but also our children.
就好像圣经里面的约瑟啊、大卫啊，这就是敬畏神的人的故事哦。
And for example, in the Bible, there's stories of Joseph and David.
那我们来讲讲啊，这个敬畏神应该有的态度。
And so next, we'll talk about what kind of mentality do we have when we fear God.
第一个态度啊，敬畏神应该的态度就是要凡事要专心的仰赖他。
And the first thing is to trust him with all heart.
我们看，箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
箴言三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
这一段呢是箴言其中最被基督徒最常被基督徒引用的一段。
And this is a very, very commonly used verse.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你要专心仰赖主，不可依靠。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
我们从这一节开始，每一句话都很宝贵。
From verse to verse, you can see that every word is precious.
什么叫敬畏神呢？
What does it mean to fear God?
什么都依靠他。
You trust him in everything.
一个人是怎么样开始离开神的道理呢？
When does a person start to leave the truth of God?
因为他想要靠自己。
They want to rely on themselves.
你看扫罗为什么会献祭？
Why did Saul make that sacrifice?
神都说不可以献祭，你还献祭？
God said he couldn't and he did.
但是他觉得说我要靠自己啊，我要去打仗啊。
Because he thought I have to trust myself, I have to go fight.
好，我要打仗，如果我不把祭献好了，那百姓怎么会跟我去
？And if I have to go fight this battle and I don't make this offering, why would the people go with me?
他要讨人的喜欢呢。
He wanted to please the people.
不是讨神的喜欢。
And not God.
他打仗要靠自己，不是靠神。
And when he fight, he trusted himself and not God.
所以他就是他堕落的开始。
And that was the beginning of his fall.
所以你不要以为说我没有常常靠神。也没有什么问题。
You shouldn't feel that if I don't always trust in God, that's not a big problem.
如果我们做什么事情忘记第一件事情寻求神，就是不敬畏神的开始。
If in anything that we do not first inquire of God, then that is the beginning of not fearing God.
所以什么事情都要来帮求神带领。
So in everything we need to ask for God's guidance.
专心仰赖神。
And we need to trust Him with all our heart.
不可以依靠自己的聪明。
And not lean on our own understanding.
有个姐妹她跟我。做见证这样分享。
His sister testified and shared.
她平常在家里蛮会煮饭的。
At home she would cook.
她帮教会煮饭。
And she would cook for church.
她觉得自己啊，平常也蛮有经验的。
And she feels like she's pretty experienced.
所以就来帮教会煮饭。
So she would cook for church.
她觉得说好了， 煮餐好的给大家吃，让大家知道我的这个手艺。
And she thought I'll make a good meal and let everybody know of my skills.
结果那次煮出来的超级难吃的。
And that time she cooked something especially bad.
这个要烤焦，那个要没味道。
And things were burnt or tasteless.
自己一尝都说，哎呀，怎么那么难吃
？And she tasted and said, "Oh, why is this so bad tasting?"
怎么我平常的水准都没有发挥出来
？How come I haven't been able to show my skills?
她觉得说应该是我靠自己。
And she thought I must have been trusting on myself.
也没有祷告。
I didn't pray.
没有要为煮饭的事祷告。
I didn't pray for this matter of cooking.
她很单纯呢，她说，哎呀，应该为教会煮饭也要祷告的。
And she's very simple. She thought, well, if to cook for church, I also need to pray.
好，下次要安排煮饭之前。
And the next time when she was arranged to cook,
为炊事的事情祷告。
She prayed for this matter.
哇，求神帮助她。
And she asked God for help.
结果为这个事祷告之后。
And after that,
她去超市买菜啊，她每一样要买的菜都减价。
And when she went to buy ingredients from the supermarket, every single item was on sale.
要用好的料，别的比较贵，结果她要用的每一样都 on sale。
And every item she wanted to use was on sale.
一边煮一边默祷。
And as she was cooking, she was still praying in silence.
哇，她说煮出来那一次特别好吃，大家把它抢光吃光。
And then that meal was especially delicious, and people ate everything.
一个很简单的见证。
It's a very simple testimony.
你心里有靠神的心了，你煮饭你都要祷告。
If we have that heart to trust in God, that even when we cook, we will pray to Him.
你领诗也要祷告。
And even when we lead hymns.
不有一首领诗啊，上来啊唱随机的。打开哪首就哪一首，
It's not like we just come up and just flip open a hymn book and sing whatever we flip to.
就算领事要唱两首诗，你要好好祷告。
But even to pick which hymns to play, you can pray about it.
神会感动你，选一两首就感动到里面一两个人。
And God will allow you to pick hymns that will touch the audience.
那小的事情要专心仰赖神的，何况是大的事情。
And in small things we have to trust in God, and definitely in big ones as well.
所以什么是大的事情
？And what are big things?
你可能说啊，我的学业，当然学业也是很重要。
You may say your education, of course, that's important.
但是还有一个更重要的。
But something's more important.
你的未来啊。
Your future.
你的婚姻呢。
Your marriage.
要开始为婚姻祷告啊。
You have to pray for this.
这个婚姻很重要，我看你们一听婚姻就笑了，对不对？
And it's very important. I see that you start to laugh when I say this.
开始为这个事祷告。
You have to pray for this matter as
well. 专心仰赖神，不是说哎呀，我要用个眼睛看对面啊，看选哪一个。
You must trust in Him with all your heart, not just use your eyes.
在你看前看后看左看右之前，你要看上面。
Before you look left and right, you must look up.
主会说你带领我的前路。
And you ask the Lord to guide your future.
这里说专心仰赖神。
You must trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要尽你的本分，但是最重要还是靠神。
We fulfill our responsibility, but we trust in the Lord.
有人讲比喻啊。
Someone made a comparison.
神不是你车子里面的备胎。
God aren't your back wheels. Spare tires.
Spare tire. 什么叫备胎？
What is a spare tire?
平常你不会感觉到它的存在。
Normally you wouldn't know that it exists.
你不需要它的时候，你不会想到它。
Because when you don't need it, then
需要它了，哇，赶紧在哪里把它找出来。
Because when you don't need it, you don't care about it, but when you need it, you're in a rush to find it.
平常不祷告。
And if you normally don't pray,
有了，祷告一分钟。
You may pray. Okay, you may pray a minute.
很有人非常同意。
See this agreement.
很诚实啊，他比较诚实，你们不诚实。
Very honest.
对不对？一分钟有一分钟就不错了，有人啊。
For some, a minute is pretty good already.
你早上很赶时间，你的祷告有一分钟吗？
In the morning, if you're in a rush, do you pray a minute?
谁早上起来至少祷告一分钟才出门的举手
？Who has prayed at least one minute in the morning before leaving?
举高一点没关系，不用客气。
It's okay to raise your hands.
那也不错，还不是每一个。
That's pretty good, but not everyone.
但是有需要的时候，哇，肚子痛啊，赶快祷告。
But when we have a need and we have a stomach ache, then we pray.
对不对？我们常常把神当备胎一样。
A lot of times we treat God like a spare tire.
有需要啊，赶紧来祷告啊。
It's only when we have a need that we rush to pray.
赶紧禁止祷告啊。
And you even fast and pray.
哎呀。有需要的时候才找神，神不是你的备胎。
But God is not our spare tire.
神是我们的方向盘。
He is our compass.
你开车。
When you're driving.
方向盘很重要。
The direction is very important.
那个 steering wheel 啊。
The steering wheel is important.
你翻成什么
？Compass.
指南针啊，你翻成方向盘啊，那个。
The God is your steering wheel.
OK， 是这个啊。就是你要左转右转，你要问方向盘啊。
You use the steering wheel to figure out your direction.
神不是你的备胎啊。
God is not your spare tire.
神是要指导你的方向。
God will guide your path.
你没有办法 给自己一个方向，你要问神。
If you cannot give yourself a direction, you must ask God.
好了，所以要专心仰赖神哦。
And trust in the Lord with all your heart.
明天我们继续同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.